Good morning, everyone. It's the 4th of May. It's about 1:30 in the morning. I couldn't sleep, so I got up. And sometimes when I get up and do broadcast, I can go back to sleep. And something's weighing heavy on my mind. Tonight, or this morning, I would like to just say that we are living in very perilous times. I don't mean to be negative. I'm a realist. I visited Walmart yesterday, and I had kind of a funny experience I'll share with you. Of course, I don't wear a mask, and the lady up front that's sitting by the masks, when I was getting ready to go, this funny thought hit my mind, and I went up to the lady, and I said, "You know what those masks would probably really be good for?" And she said, "What?" I said, "I bet they would make excellent coffee filters." She looked at me like, "Are you out of your mind?" You kind of got to see the humor in things sometimes. You know, they want you to put a diaper on your face. They want you to stand in a circle where you're told as an adult. I saw a post on the Facebook where all these people were standing outside in these little circles where they were told to stand, and the rain was pouring down. If they'd stepped 2 feet further over, they would have been under an awning. But they had to stand in that circle where they're told. Reminds me of that old game, "Mother, May I? Mother, May I?" Yes, you may. The Roman Catholic Church is playing "Father, May I?" Call no man father on the earth. Father, may I do this? Father, may I do that? Holy Father, Your Holiness. There's only one holiness. There's only one Holy Father, and it's not the Pope. And He's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He went to a cruel and rugged cross. He died for my sins. He was buried in a tomb. He rose again. He ascended back to heaven, and He's coming back for me someday. So this morning, let us not play pandemic, but let us worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not the person they call Holy Father on the earth. And let us keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. He despised the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, for He careth for you. For I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls." May the good Lord be with you today, this special day. We ask Christ to reveal Himself to us in a real way today. God bless.